Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, four lines in the bottom, by the words Va'Isek B'Mitzvah. So the Gemara brought the Makar for the idea that Isek B'Mitzvah Patum Na Mitzvah from a possibly by Kriya Shema, from B'Shivtecha B'Veisecha, V'Lachtecha V'Aderech. We learned out from there that only a person who's doing something for himself, he is chayv to read Kriya Shema. A person who's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, he's patur from Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara now, V'Isek B'Mitzvah Patum Na Mitzvah Mehacha Nafka. Is that really the Makar? It's from Kriya Shema. That's where we learn out that Isek B'Mitzvah is Patum Na Mitzvah Mehasim Nafka. We have a different Makar for Isek B'Mitzvah. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says by the Karban Pesach in the Midbar, it says, V'Yi Anashim Mishrayu Tumeim L'Nefesh Adam, that there were people that were Tamei Meis, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, L'Mani Gara, and then they got the Mitzvah Pesach Sheni, but they were Tamei Meis, and therefore they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach Bezmanoi. So says the Gemara, Aysam Anashim Mihayu, who are these people that were Tamei Meis? So says the Gemara, Few Mahalchim. Naisei Arayna Shoyosefayu Divir Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says it was the people that were in charge of carrying the Aron of Yosef. Rabbi Kiva Amar Mishal Vel Tzafon Hayu. It was Mishal Vel Tzafon, that they were Isaac in the Kfur of Nadav Aviu. That's why they were Tamei Meis. However, Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, that they can't be either of those two Malchim. Im Naisei Arayna Shal Yosef Hayu, if there was the people that were carrying the Aron of Yosef, Kvar Hayu L'Chayin L'Tayr, they had plenty of time to become Torah already, come Pesach. Rashi goes to the Cheshbin, that they had over 10 months. Im Mishal Vel Tzafon Hayu, Yichayin Hayu L'Tayr. Also, if it was Mishal and Al-Tzafon, it had been a few weeks already since the whole parish and Adav and Aviu, and therefore they could have been Torah already. Elo, who were these people that were Tamei Meis? It was Oiskim B'Meis Mitzvah Hayu. They were people that for other reasons they had to deal with the Meis, and that's why they were Tamei Meis, not Al-Tzafon, not Mishal V'Al-Tzafon, not the people carrying the Aron of Yosef, stam people that were Tamei Meis. There were people that were Tamei Meis, Shechal Shvi Shalahen Yos Be'erev Pesach. And it was the seventh day of their Torah process that fell out on Erev Pesach. So they were just one day off. Now how do we know it was their seventh day that fell out on Erev Pesach? Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'yachlu l'asis ha-Pesach b'yayimahu. So Dik in the Pasuk is that they weren't able to make the Karban Pesach on that day. B'yayimahu ein yichayin l'asis, ha-lamachar yichayin l'asis. On that day they weren't able to bring the Karban Pesach. Had it been the next day, then they would have been able to, because then their Torah process would have been over. Al-Kopanim, you see from here that they had a heter, so to speak, to become Tamei Meis, even though they were gonna, by doing so, they were gonna be, not be able to bring the Karban Pesach, which is a very chumrah mitzvah. So you see from here, Isaac the mitzvah, patam na mitzvah, being that they had one mitzvah come their way, even though it was a more kal mitzvah, becoming tamei meis, we say that you do that mitzvah, even though now you're not gonna be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So this should already be the makar of Isaac the mitzvah, patam na mitzvah. What do we need the makar from Kriya Shema for? Says the Gemara Tzricha, we need both makaris, Kriya Shema and Karban Pesach. If I would just have the makar by Karban Pesach, mishum d'loy matiz man chiyuva de Pesach, maybe I would say over there they had a heter to do the lighter mitzvah, so to speak, because it wasn't yet this man Karban Pesach. It was a week before Pesach, so they didn't have to think about Pesach. So that's why they were potter from Karban Pesach. Aval halchabon, when it comes to Kriya Shema, the matiz man Kriya Shema, that it's already this man Kriya Shema, eim aloy. I would say maybe they have to stop what they're doing and say Kriya Shema. Tzricha, therefore, I have a makar. Then no, by Kriya Shema also we say, even when it's the Zman Chiyuva already, we say, Oisik the mitzvah, patam na mitzvah. V'yashmin on hachon, if I would just have the makar from Kriya Shema, mishum de like a kares, I would say because it's less chomer than other things, because there's no kares. There we say, Oisik the mitzvah, patam na mitzvah. Aval hasa, but when it comes to Karban Pesach, where there's a chi of kares, dika kares, say, imaloy, I would say that when it comes to Karban Pesach, maybe we shouldn't apply the principle of Oisik the mitzvah, patam na mitzvah. Sricha, therefore I need the makar to know, even by Karban Pesach, where there's kares, we say, Oisik b'mitzvah patam na mitzvah. Says the Gemara Veiter, Gufa. We mentioned on Chafayim and Aleph that Amr Baba Bar Zavud Amar Rav, and Avul is chayv b'chol mitzvahs hamurus b'tayro, chutz mitzvahin, in all the mitzvahs hamurus b'tayro. The exception is tefillin. Tefillin is potter, shari never ben pe'er, because it says that tefillin are supposed to be pe'er, and an avul is not in a state of pe'er for him to be wearing tefillin. Now how do we know that an avul is potter? Says the Gemara, Mido amr li rachmanin li yecheskel, pe'er chuchavu shalecha, Hashem told yecheskel, Mishkol, you, when you're an Avol, you wear your tefillin. We learn out from there, Atu de Mechayavt of a Kuliyama Patiri, that Kadosh Baruch was telling Yechezkel, you are the one who I'm being Mechayiv and tefillin when you're an Avol, but everybody else, when they're an Avol, they're going to be Potter. So that's the Makar, that an Avol is Potter from tefillin. And Tosfos Amud Aleph explains that this, that it says by tefillin Pe'er, that tells us to say that this Pator is Dafka by tefillin. There's a reason why Dafka by tefillin, the Torah patters an Avol from tefillin. However, when it comes to other mitzvahs Hamuris Pe'Torah, an Avol is Chayivin. We shouldn't learn from here that really an Avol is Potter from all mitzvahs. There's a Svarah why it's dafka by tefillin, because by tefillin it says pe'er. Says the Gemara, v'hani mili, this that an avul is brought from tefillin is dafka b'yoyim rishon, it's on the first day, on the yoyim ha-misa and the kfura, v'chsev achrisa ki yoyimar, because the pasuk says that the yoyimar, the bitterness is really for just for a yoyim, it's for one day. The ikar bitterness, the ikar of elus is really the first day, that's when he's brought from tefillin, but on all the subsequent days, he's going to be chayiv in tefillin. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'amar Be'abi Rezav Domar Rav, an Avol is chayiv b'sukkah. He's chayiv to sit in the sukkah. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Why should sukkah be any different? Now with the Tema, I might have thought to say, V'amar Be'abi Rezav Domar Rav, mitztayer potter min ha-sukkah. Since we know that a mitztayer is potter from the mitzvah of sukkah, someone who has too much discomfort, he's potter from sukkah. So hainami mitztayeru. So an Avol also, it's very difficult for him during this time for him to have to be in the sukkah with other people. He wants to be by himself, not to be in the sukkah. So maybe he should have a patur of mitzayir. Kamash malon, that no, he's still going to be chayef. Why doesn't he have this patur? Because hani mili tzar de mamela. This patur of mitzayir is only if there's something that's out of his control. It's very cold, it's very hot, whatever it is, something that's out of his control that's making him mitzayir. Aval hachab, when it comes to the avelos, iu de kamitzayir nafshe, he's causing himself to tzar. Iboili liyasuve daite, he should bring some, he should make sure to get some yishev adas, that he should be able to be there. That's his chiyuv, to get yishev adas, to be able to sit in the sukkah. He has no chiyuv to have the tzar. It's something that he could control, evidently. And therefore, that's what he's mechayiv to do, and therefore he's chayiv to be in the sukkah. V'amar v'abba bar zavud amar rav, chasan v'ashe shvinin v'chol b'nei achopa, patur min ha-sukkah kol shiva. The halacha is that the chasan, the good friends, and all the other people invited into the chuppah, the special house designated for the sheva brachos, to be in after the chuppah, after the chasana, they would stay in a house for all 7 days, known as the chuppah. So the chasan, the special guest, the close friends, they're all potter from the mitzvah of sukkah all 7 days of sheva brachos. My taima, why are they potter? Mishum d'boy l'mechte, because they have to bring simcha to the chasan, so everyone's potter, teshu came to duru, just like they would leave their house to go to the chuppah to be with the chasan, so too they're potter from going to the sukkah. They're allowed to leave the sukkah, so to speak, and go into the chuppah to be with the chasan, to be misameachim. Says the Gemara, why not do both? V'lechlu basukkah, v'lechdu basukkah. Why not just eat in the sukkah and have the simcha in the sukkah? Why do they have to be in the chuppah? Says the Gemara, because ein simcha ela b'chuppah. The ikar place where a person, where the chasan gets his simcha, is by being inside the chuppah, inside that special house. Well, in fact, the Gemara, v'lechlu basukkah, v'lechdu b'chuppah. So accomplish both by eating in the sukkah and rejoice in the chuppah. You could still accomplish both, but have the sudas in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, no, that's not possible, because ein simcha el b'makim suda. The simcha has to be in the simcha is generally felt in the place where you have the sudas. So it doesn't work to have the sudas in the sukkah and then to go to the chuppah. That's not going to work. So says the Gemara, there's another eitzah. V'li avdu chuppah basukkah. Make the sukkah into the chuppah. Have the sukkah be that special house, so to speak, that's designated for the sheva brachos. Says the Gemara, abayi amar misham yichud. And that has a practical reason why it doesn't work, because sukkahs were generally put on the roof, and there was a relatively private area, so he had all of his friends there and everyone, but being that it was a little bit private, so sometimes he might leave his sukkah, leaving his wife behind with one of his friends, which would be yichud. It's not nice for the chasan to have to leave his wife together with one of his friends, and therefore, that's not a possibility to make the sukkah into the chuppah. But Rav Amar, a different reason, is mishum tzar chasan. It's not nice for the chasan to have to be in the sukkah during Sheva Brachos, where he has no privacy from the other people that are there, because he wants to be able to have some privacy with his kala. So having him, having the sukkah be the chuppah, is going to cause tzar to the chasan. May be nayu. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons of Abaye and Rava? Ikeb nayu the shchichi and she the nafkiva aili lahasam. If you have a sukkah built in a place where a lot of people are going in and out, so l'man damer mishum yichud leka. According to Abaye, there would be no problem to make that sukkah into the chuppah. L'man damer mishum tzar chasan ika. But according to Rava, there would still exist the reason of tzar chasan. That would be a reason not to make the sukkah into the chuppah. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zera, and I achli b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. I accomplished both. I ate in the sukkah and I rejoiced in the chuppah. I didn't find it was a stira to have the sudas in the sukkah and to have the simcha in the chuppah. The kol shekein, adarava. All the more so, the chadi liboy. I was even more misameach. I was more sameach. The kavin the tarti. I was able to accomplish both, to be mekayim the mitzvah the rice of sukkah and to be sameach. So I was able to, and that brought me even more simcha, and therefore that was an hagga that Rabbi Zera had. He was machmir to even though he was technically potter, he was machmer to still have the sudas in the sukkah. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Chasan Vashashvinim V'chol B'nei HaChuppah, all these people, they're Peturim Min HaTfilah Min HaTfilin, they're Pater from Tfilah because they can't concentrate, they're busy, their minds are preoccupied, and they're Pater from Tfilin, Rashi says, because very often they were drunk, not in a state to be wearing Tfilin. However, V'chayavim B'Kriya Shema, they're Chayivin Kriya Shema. That's just one pasuk, that's something that they can have Kavana for, that they're Chayivin. Mishum Rabbi Shila Amru, Chasan Pater Vashashvinim V'chol B'nei HaChuppah Chayavin. That's only the Chasan Pater even from Kriya Shema, and it's everyone else that's Chayiv. Meaning not the Tanakamu who said that they're all Chayiv in Kriya Shema. In the name of Rabbi Shila, they said that the Chasan is Pater even from Kriya Shema because he's Tarid, everyone else is Chayiv in Kriya Shema. Rashi points out that all these Tanayim seemingly don't hold of the Klal of Isaac B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. They all say that the Sheshvinin and the Bnei HaChuppah are Chayiv in Kriya Shema, and we don't say Isaac B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah.